Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Biofuels Association, reminding you that this time of year, yeah, we're still paying a little bit more for the reformulated blends. I have seen gas coming down. It would be even lower if we didn't have the reformulated blends, but you got to pay for it. You got to put up with it. We all know that. Hey, when you're at the pump, take away some of the pain at the pump. Go with a little bit higher ethanol count. Go with the unleaded 88 or the E85 if you've got a car that's 2001 or newer. Or if you've got a flex fuel vehicle, just check out all the facts and what does qualify by simply going to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org and see for yourself what it is it's all about. They got it going on right now. They can tell you the facts. And don't forget, the money that you put into that supports the farmers, the corn growers right here in the state of Wisconsin, and the biofuels workers, the biofuel plants workers here as well. So keeping that money kind of circulating through the state, that's what it's all about. That is our friends at wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. Paul Immig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Paul, we were sitting here talking, and I said, look, nothing has changed personnel-wise on the offensive side of the football for the Green Bay Packers. So the one thing you are banking on this year, more so than anything, is scheme. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, tremendous stats and numbers for what he did last year. The one thing that everybody points to, obviously, is some of the completion percentages, the explosive plays, things like that. You're looking for more of that. You're looking for downfield. You're looking for more scoring out of this team than what you had last year. Will scheme alone do that for you?
Well, you need, I mean, I think the obvious thing is healthy Aaron Rodgers, and then beyond that, productive Aaron Rodgers. And you know, Bill, when Brett Favre was the quarterback and everybody got so upset at the interception numbers, Aaron Rodgers came in and became the anti-Brett Favre. And I would argue takes, this is crazy to say, too good care of the football. And to the point that I don't think last year especially he was willing to take the risks that were necessary and just throw the ball open to a guy, because that quarterback room prided itself so much on it. Of course, Rodgers has made it, you know, I think the most remarkable thing about Rodgers' career is always going to be his touchdown to interception ratio and how low his interception numbers are. So, you know, I don't know if LaFleur is going to encourage him to be a little bit more, you know, risk-taking is probably the wrong word, but something in that vein. But yeah, it's going to come down to Rodgers and the scheme with LaFleur. Aaron Jones needs to step up. The wide receiver room, I think most people feel comfortable with, but LaFleur and Rodgers are the headline all year, Bill. And until the Packers look great or look terrible, I think they will continue to be the story, is how LaFleur's scheme is working with Rodgers as the QB.
I put a ton of pressure on that. I know people say, well, it's the opener, it's Chicago. It you know, there's still a ton of pressure on this game for this team to come out and perform extremely well. I think people are already setting themselves up for a loss by saying, well, if they lose in a competitive game, okay. No, you got back-to-back games. You got the Bears and the Vikings. You need wins, man. There's a ton of pressure on this team with a new head coach, with a new offense, to get this thing off the ground fast and running. And you're already hearing Brian Gutekunst say, well, you know, it's usually 5 or 6 weeks into the season. You don't have that kind of time.
Well, Bill, you don't. And I saw that ESPN had done a ranking and put the Packers 13th. And part of that was who would be on the hot seat if things don't go well. Have you seen that list?
I did. Now, I can't believe that you would put already Matt LaFleur or anybody on the hot seat. You know what I mean?
So the hot seat that they had, you know, put on was Mark Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
This team is now shaped in his image. He has had the power to do just about anything he's wanted. And now you're to a point where this like, if you were to say, Bill, like, this team is built in LaFleur's image, Murphy's image, or Gutekunst's image, is your answer Murphy? Because I think mine is.
I mean, That's if you believe that Brian Gutekunst was the right guy for the job. I mean, you know, I want to say, look, you know, Mark Murphy basically tried to put the best people in place and then backed off. Do you believe that? If you believe that, then it's not Mark Murphy. He just hired the guys. He didn't pick the personnel, right?
Well, he hired the GM. Well, I mean, maybe Mike McCarthy overrid the initial Russ Ball thought process for GM, but Mark Murphy did hire the GM. And then I think more than anything, Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst were very much a duo and a tandem that hired Matt LaFleur. So, there is pressure on Bill. And I, to your point initially about, you know, starting off the schedule difficult, and no, you can't start out 0-2 because this isn't a 162 game Brewer season. This is 16 games. And if they're 0-2 and it's against division rivals and a whole new system and a new head coach, it's not like, you know, hot seat at 0-2, but it's definitely what is wrong with this team 0-2. So this is not a year to get out. Because remember, Bill, Mike McCarthy got out to a lot of 0-2 starts, but he had track record that you could say he's going to bounce back. LaFleur doesn't have that privilege right out of the gate.
Do you believe that Shanahan's scheme is the elixir for this offense? And the other question then you have to follow it up with is, if you believe that, then you have to believe that Aaron Rodgers is all in and says, look, I'm going to give it a chance because I'm all in. Or do you think that Aaron wants to win but wants to win his way, if therefore things begin to go wrong very quickly and you're staring down the barrel of an 0-2 season against two teams in the NFC North, that all of a sudden we start to hear the kid? Because that's really where I start to believe we're going to find out what the character of this team is, and more so the character of the quarterback and the head coach.
Well, I do like the Shanahan offense, but I don't think we're going to see that offense in its completely true sense, because it's going to be molded with what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And as they've said many times, there needs to be compromise and they both need to figure out, how they mesh with each other. So, how much control or power or different will this look? Because when they were running this initially in Atlanta, Bill, I don't know if you've heard the stories about how, Matt Ryan adjusted to it and how mm-hmm. he initially had his reservations. But, this is going to be different. I mean, Rodgers has made it pretty clear from the beginning, I think much to the detriment a little bit of his public image from Packers fans, was that I am going to be just as much a part of this. And, Matt and I are going to have to work together on this. So, Bill, there's so many storylines to talk about, but to watch how this Shanahan offense is under LaFleur with a quarterback like Rodgers is going to be, the A story all year, and something that's going to be fascinating to see play itself out, 15 days from now in Chicago to get things started.
Right. Yeah. Look, as much as people are to the detriment of Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers wants to win. I really believe that Matt LaFleur is in a situation where he has to. I don't think he has to. I think he wants to include Aaron Rodgers. I think they want to work this out together. I honestly think they both know this thing has to get off to a terrific start. I also think that there's a level of frustration there because we know that this thing hasn't gone so far, at least in camp, at least according to many reports, the way they've wanted it to go. But the more so that you watch it as it moves forward, now this is going to be a big proving ground on Thursday night if indeed Aaron Rodgers is out there at all, which I still don't believe he's going to be. But you got to start seeing something. You need offensive line. You need running backs. You need wide receivers. You need just guys that are making plays, and you're starting to look at guys, even if they're not winning as a team, that guys are beating the battle. You know what I mean? That you're seeing guys go, okay, that's why we know that guy's a starter. That's why we know that guy's on the upswing. That's why we know this guy can have a breakout season. Even if it's not Aaron Rodgers, at least you know things are trending in the right direction. We haven't seen that yet.
Well, no, and it would have been nice to have seen that in week two of the preseason, if not for the back tightness. I don't know what level of concern, Bill, you have or what Packers fans should have with that happening, because it's starting to build up like a list of, Rodgers injuries or Rodgers ding-ups, and the fact that he's 35 years old, takes great care of himself, but he's 35 years old. It's going to come down to so many different parts of that, and I think you went through the list pretty well. But, whether Rodgers plays or not on Thursday, is it going to really answer a lot of our questions? I think Rodgers is at a point in his career, Bill, where you know, Packers are coming off of two non-playoff years, and that got Mike McCarthy fired. That, you know, there was obviously a huge medical aspect to Ted Thompson, but I think from a performance perspective alone, even if Ted Thompson didn't have the medical situation, would have gotten himself fired with two non-playoff seasons. And the only guy left that you can really hang this on is Rodgers. And I very much think, Bill, that Rodgers is in legacy mode, and he's alluded to that a little bit in recent years and even recent months, that this is legacy time. And if you reach your mid-30s and you go back and you look, and of course he's still a first-ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, that part is signed, sealed, and delivered. But if you're going to look back, you're going to say, age 33, missed the playoffs. Age 34, missed the playoffs. They changed coaches. Still didn't get back in the playoffs at age 35. Now he's at age 36, and the coach is on the hot seat, and the GM is on the hot seat. So part of it, Bill, does come down to, I think, the legacy of this for Rodgers. So all of that to say, you know, Rodgers isn't on a hot seat. They're not going to trade him. They're not going to cut him or, you know, get a different quarterback this year, next year, the next year after that. But from a legacy perspective, from knowing that this team is now, I think, made in Aaron Rodgers' mold, offensively at least, I think there's a ton on him to get this offense to a fast start and not have it be, you know, whether they win or lose in Chicago, have it be a 10-point offensive output, because I think that would immediately raise a lot of flags about, you know, how Rodgers played and how it's meshing, because, you know, it with everything that's been written, everything that's been said, everyone's going to be watching the story. You know, I think if you look across stories across the NFL, even across the entire league, the Rodgers-LaFleur thing and the two missed playoffs in a row and all of that is definitely, I think, a top five NFL storyline going into the season, not just here in Wisconsin.
Paul, good stuff. We're going to watch it all tomorrow night. We'll talk again on Friday, okay?
We didn't get to it today, but let's do it Friday after the preseason game. I want to go through that wide receiver list.
Yeah, we got to do that. I didn't get a chance to do that today either. I started to look at that, and then I thought to myself, we don't have anybody real new faces on this offense, so I wanted to get into that. So, yeah, definitely. We'll talk about the wide receiving core that he has to throw to. Paul, good stuff.
See you, Bill.
Appreciate it. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes. I forgot all about that. I started going through that, and I got sidetracked, and my apologies, but he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80+, they've been getting it done. You want a new team, you want a good team, you want a better team. That's our friends at Schneider. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.